Okay, here we go. We start with Mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalet, Mitzvah 184. We start Parshas Achremos, which since Mishpatim, we haven't had a parsha with this many mitzvahs. There are 28 mitzvos in Achremos, and just to keep track of what we're starting today, what we're getting into, the next couple of parshas form the meat. I mean, every mitzvah is meat, but really the majority, as we know, Sefer Vayikra has a tremendous number of mitzvahs. Achremos has 28 mitzvos, Kedoshim has 51, Emor has 63. Bahar is 24 and Bechukos is 12. So we're going up a mountain right now. We're going up Achremos 21, 51, 63. We're going to be on these parashiyos for a very long time. But Baruch Hashem, every day is wonderful and every day is a topic. So 28 mitzvahs in Achremos, as you see the Chinuch says, Beis mitzvahs asei, Chav vav mitzvahs los asei. There are only two mitzvahs asei out of the 28. There are 26 los aseis in this parasha, 26 out of 28. Out of those 26, 22 of them are related to Arayos, which we will get to one by one. 22 of them are related to various illicit relationships, women that one is not allowed to be with, and Mishkav Zachar, and Mishkav Behema, and all of the many of the Arayos, Mishkav Nida, Kravel Arayos, which each is its own topic, which B'ez Hashem we will get to. But that's 22 out of the 26 Los Asays in this Parsha. But today we have one of them that does not have to do with that. The first one in the Parsha, as we know, this beginning of Achremos is the laning for Yom Kippur. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, the Torah starts off, Achremos Shnei Bnei Aaron, after Aaron's sons died, B'karva Samof Ve'Hashem Yamusu, when they brought the Eish Zara, the strange fire. And if you think about it, just in the structure of Vayikra, beginning of Shmini is where, or the Shmini is when the sons died. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Tzivuyim of Tuma and Tara, and that went through the end of Mitzora, as we just went through. And now we're back, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us that Aaron's sons have died. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Daberu Aaron Achicha. Hashem says to Moshe, speak to your Aaron, your brother. Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. Do not go in to the Kodesh all the time. Va'al yavo b'chol eis el ha-kodesh. Don't go whenever you want. El pnei ha-kapores, to the front of the kapores. Remember, kapores is the top of the aron. The paroches is the curtain in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Don't go in there whenever you want. Asher al ha-aron v'lo yamus. You shall not die if you don't go in. Meaning, if we go in to the Kodesh Kodashim when it is not appropriate, when we're not allowed to, then we are chayav misa. Ki be'anan eira la kaporis. Bezos yava aron al kodesh. Only with this will aron go in, and then we get to all of the avoda, which we know as avodas yom kippurim. So the first part, avodas yom kippurim, is the next mitzvah b'ez Hashem next week, which we'll get to. Avodas yom kippurim, that's kuf pei hei. Today's mitzvah is just the first phrase in the sentence. Va'al yavo b'chaleis al kodesh. There is an iser de oraisa for kohanim to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's today's avera. Says the chinuch. Shelo yikansu ha-kohanim b'chaleis al mikdash. Kohanim can't go in the mikdash wherever they want. Ela be'es avoda, only when they are doing avoda, that is when the kohanim can go in. We'll see. This is kohen kadol and kohen hedyot. Even if I'm a kohen, so we have kohanim here, right? Even if I'm a kohen, I can't just go. I'm a kohen, so I'm great. I can walk to Beis Hamikdash wherever I want. No. There are certain areas, just like there are only places Yisrael could be. Even a Kohen, he can go into those areas, but only at certain times. Shene'emar v'al yavo b'chaleis. As it says, do not come b'chaleis. V'yazir b'kan Kohen gadol me'ikanis b'beis kodesh ha-kadashim. V'yafilu b'yom ha-kippurim. Ela b'zman ha-avoda. Point number one of the Aveira, in Issur d'Araisa, for the Kohen gadol, even on Yom Kippur, to go into the Kodesh Kadashim when it's not the time to go into the Kodesh Kadashim. There's a specific Seder HaAvoda. If the Kohen Gadol says, you know what, I just want to check something. I want to review. You can't review in the Kodesh Kadashim. You can review outside. The Mishmaris and Yuma said that they brought all the animals to the Kohen Gadol to practice, to make sure he knows what's a ram and what's a cow and what's a this. All the animals they put before him, the Mishmaris describe in Yuma. But into the Kodesh, going into the Mikdash, to the Kodesh Kodashim, only Bizman Avoda, then that when you're allowed to. V'chein yikanis basar kohen hedyot. Also included in this iser is a warning against a non-kohen gadol. A kohen hedyot mehikanis beheicho kol hashana. Ela Bizman Avoda is a kohen hedyot. Who, you know what, I just want to get a glimpse of that menorah. It's such a gorgeous menorah. I just want to go in there, look at it a little bit, and now I'm going to go out. Iser d'oraisa. I can't just go in whenever I want. It's the Heichal. It's a special place to go see the Shulchan or the Lechem upon him. Or the Mizbeach HaKtoris. Only Mizman Avoda. The Yehbir Inyan Hamniya Lomar. So it says the Chinuch. If you generalize the Isser, we could formulate it as follows. Shekol Kohen Lo Yikanes B'makom Shehu Ra'ui Ela Bizman Shehu Ra'i Likanes Bo. Even if a Kohen is right to go into a place, he's only allowed to go in at a time when he's able to go in. V'hainu b'shas avoda. Only b'shas avoda. And then the Chinuch quotes for Lashon Sifra. This is the Medrash. V'al yava b'chalei zeh yom ha-kippurim. Even on Yom Kippur, you can't go in when it's not the right time. El ha-kodesh. The next phrase, the Rabo Shari Mos Hashanah. That includes other days non-Yom Kippur. Mi-beis la-parochas, la-azir ha-kalabayis, the entire heichal. Yachol, but then the Chinuch says importantly, Yachol kalabayis b'misa. You might think that there's a chi of misa by all of these parts of the Avera. No. Even though they're both Usser, Kohen Hedyot into Heichal, which again, remember the Heichal is the area in front of the Kodesh Kodashim that has the menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbech HaKtores in it. But even though they're both included, there's a difference. Tam Olomar El Apanea Kapores Asher Ol Aron V'lo Yamus. Only if you go to the face of the Kapores is it Misa. HaKetzad El Apanea Kapores B'Misa Yokol Shah Bayis Be'al Sarah. There's an Issa D'Araisa for Kohen to even go into the Heichal when he's not supposed to, but the only Misa is only going to be when he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Good. Misharshi HaMitzvah, skipping a line, says the Chinuch, Sheyikvu'u HaMisharsim B'Nafshosam Gedulas HaMakum U'Ma'alasa. If I can't always go into a certain place, that shows that it's special. If you can always go somewhere, that doesn't show its special quality. It's special when I can only go in certain days. La Havdil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change the situation very soon. But we know there are only 11 days of the year right now that Jews are allowed to go into the Maris HaMachpelah in Ohel Yitzchak, where Yitzchak Avinu is, right? The rest of the days of the year belongs to the Arabs. Only 11 days. One of them was Aseres Meitshuvah. It's packed. One day in Nisan. They're all different days that one is allowed. But why is it jam-packed on those days? What about the rest of the... Because once you can't do something always, it makes it special. And it gives it a special quality. So that's exactly here too. Why is there an Isser? Why can't the Kohen go in to check? Why can't the Kohenim go in whenever they want? They're Kohenim after all. It doesn't matter. Even if somebody's a Kohen, it's only B'shas Avoda. Couple of points, Al Derech Drush. There is a beautiful Klayakar on this Pasuk, where the Klayakar talks about, translate the words, Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. How would you translate that? You can never go in. Val yava b'chol eis. You can't go in ever. B'chol eis at any time. Says the Klei Yakub, that's not true. You can go in on Yom Kippur. So what does it mean? Val yava b'chol eis ala kodesh. Ki mashma b'chol eis lo yavo, aval aprokim yavo. Vem es enu kein. Shari enu ba ki im pamachas pashana. Says the Klei Yakub, really, the Kohen can never go in. But you know what? Yom Kippur is me'al hazman. Yom Kippur is not in the realm of time like the rest of the year is. But Yom Kippur, Shekol Yisrael Nimshalu B'Yom Ha'olah Malachei Hashareis Shehem L'malam in Azman. We're angels on this day. I'm reading the Klei Yakar. Ve'en Azman Sholeit Bahem. And they're not under time. Al Kein Domi Yom Kadosh Zeh Kilu Einu Michal Ha'is V'Hazman Ki Kol Yomos Hashanah Bechal Ha'is V'Hazman Chutz Miyom Zeh. You can never go in. Ah, Yom Kippur is not Ibizman. It's above time. And he says that's also the Remez and Mesechas Yuma. It's a Gemara. It's not an Achron saying Torah. The Gemara says, Ha Satan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year he has no control. And that's Yom Kippur, because it's Me'al Hazman. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. We're like Malachim. The Remez Ladavar HaSatan Ola B'Shin Samach Dalet. The Yemos HaChamam B'Bis V'Shin Samachei LaHoros. Shebechol Yemos HaShana SheHaSatan VaYitzahara Sholeit B'Brios Kulam B'Chlal HaEis. They're all in time. Chutz Miyom Zeh. Except for this day. Ukshamar V'Yavah B'Chol Eis. That's what he's saying. You can't go in only when a day that's Me'al Hazman. You could also fit this nicely with the first Marsha in Yuma. Yuma is all about Yom Kippur. Yuma. Why is the Masechta called Yuma or Yoma? The day. When you say the day, you know what the day means. Says the Marsha, it's the day. The day, that's why it's called Yoma. You don't have to say Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Meseches, right? Sukkah. Meseches Yoma. Just the day. That's all you got to say. You don't have to say Meseches Yom Kippurim. Right? So it's called Yoma because it's the unique day, which Bezeshem will talk more about next week when we talk about the mitzvah of Avodas Yom Kippurim. But that is that's the Klei Yakar. There is a Gra that is quoted by all of the Svarim that usually quote the Gra. Besides the Gra himself, but it's quoted in the Ksav HaKabbalah, it's quoted in the Netziv, it's quoted in in others, but in the Meshech Chachma, but it's an amazing Gra. If you never heard it, it has to be said. The Gra is an amazing diak. It's based on Midrashim. Shouldn't pin it on the Gra. It's based on Midrashim, but the Gra made these Midrashim famous. If you look throughout this Parsha, throughout this section of Achremos, it does not say a word about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not mentioned. Until the entire Avoda is finished, all the way at the end, then all of a sudden we have, in Pasuk Chaf Tes, there are 28 psukim that we have no mention of Yom Kippur. Then, V'haysa lachem l'chukas olam, b'chodesh ha'shvi, b'alsa l'chodesh, ta'anu asaf shoseichem, ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, l'taras, k'mikoch adoseichem, v'chulu, v'chiper ha'konesh ha'yimshach oso, v'chulu. Says the Gra, based on the Midrashim, why does it not mention Yom Kippur? But all these cases, says the Gra, another question. Why does it keep mentioning Aaron throughout the Sukkot? It doesn't even mention HaKohen HaGadol, which it mentions by other halachas. It mentions Aaron. Aaron doesn't say his descendants. All the way at the end, all of a sudden, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'chiper HaKohen. After it mentions Yom Kippur, it switches to Kohen. Says the Gra, unbelievable, based on Midrashim, Aaron HaKohen could go into the Kodesh Kadashim whenever he wanted. Not only Yom Kippur. Aaron go whenever he wanted, as long as he did this Avoda. If he did this Avoda, which we do on Yom Kippur, Aaron could do whatever he wanted, and he could go into the Kodesh Kadashim. That's why throughout the Perek, it only talks about Aaron, and it doesn't talk about Yom Kippur. Because Aaron HaKohen had a special status. He could do it whenever he wanted. And that's why, V'al Yom HaBechol Eisel HaKodesh, you can't go in except by doing this, Bezos, with this Avoda. So he says, B'chol Shah Shu Rotzel Likanis Yikanis, Rak Shi Yikanis B'seder Hazeh. Dafka, other Kohanim Gedolim, can only go in on Yom Kippur doing this Avoda. That's the switch at the end. V'chiper HaKohen, on Yom Kippur, for generations, only on Yom Kippur. But Aaron HaKohen had a special status. He could do this Avoda and go in on any single day that he wanted. That's what the Gra says right here. And it's Meduyak. You read the Psukim. It's unbelievable. Fits it beautifully to what the Psukim say. Why? Why does Aaron HaKohen have this special status? You could say he's the first Kohen Gadol. But the Meshech Chachma, based on his Svarno, says a little differently. He says, maybe because during that time there was permanent Hashras HaShechina. You didn't have to, there was the Anan rested in the Mishkan. So it wasn't really a din in Aaron, it was a din in that time period in history of the Midbar. In all those 40 years, the Anan rested, there was Hashras HaShechina, and that's why he could go down. It wasn't like every other, for generations, Hashem comes down special on Yom Kippur. Dirsh Hashem Behimasu, he comes down out of his seven heavens. But then he was there, always. That's why Aaron HaKohen was always able to do it. I didn't see anybody point it out, but according to that Svara, maybe Elazar HaKohen, after Aaron died, but it was still the years of the Midbar, maybe he'd be able to also go in. Aaron's son. Because if it's not a din in Aaron, it's a din in that time period, so maybe after Aaron died in those last few days, so the last few months, it would also be okay. Okay, so this was all, that's the Gra, but again, quoted in various sources. One final ha'ara on these psukim, and that is another beautiful thought that I mentioned in various other shiurim. I thought it was from the Gra, but I saw it in the Sefer here, in the Artus HaTorah, quoted from the Chidah. And that is, we know that in Machzorim, on the top of Tshuva Tfilot Staka, Mavirus Rorak Zera, on the top of Tshuva Tfilot Staka are written little words. On the top it says Kol, Tsom, and Mamon. Top of Staka it says Mamon. On the top of Tfila it says Kol. And on top of Tshuva it says Tsom. If you do the math, each of those words equal 136. Kol, Tsom, and Mamon, each one of them is 136. Add them all up. 3 136s, 408. Bizos, Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Bizos, with the 408. With Bizos, Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. You wanna come into the holiness? Tshuva Tefilat Tzedakah. Kol Tzom and Mamon, 408. Bizos, Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. How do you want to come to Kodesh? How do we want to raise ourselves spiritually? Bizos, Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. That's the 3 times 136, 408. And that's also in the Chidah, quoted here in the Osros HaTorah. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Chinuch, Midine HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah of the Isser of a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol going in at the wrong time? The only time a Kohen Gadol could go in, right, he's not going with the Midrashim and the Gra, he could only go in on Yom Kippur. Only four times. You go through the Kodesh, all the avoda, he goes in four times. Four times with the white pagadim, right? He takes off all of his gold because in kategor nasa sanegar. So he goes in four times. Shem nechras chamishis. If he goes in one extra time, chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. It's chayiv misa. Can't go in one extra time. The kohen hedyot nichnas behechal avoda b'chol yom. Kohen hedyot that goes in every day. The kohen nichnas lecha shalol tzarech avoda. If you go in not for avoda, bein kohen gadol or kohen hedyot kigon. What's an example of going in not for avoda? Sheyikanes afilu lehishtachavos. What if I want to go in and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's considered not a good purpose. Meaning not a purpose that we would allow. So go bow down outside. Lo kevinu chai misa. You get malchus for that. Even if you could say you have the best of intentions. Hishtachavaya. Shenamro pnei hakaporis v'lo yamas v'chulu. Zeo das haramam zechrono levracha b'lav zeh. That's the das of the Rambam. The Chinuch notes that the Ramban argues, that the Ramban, he assumes, doesn't talk about it beferish, but the Rabban Lechora says, if you go in to bow down, that is an Isser Dirabanan. That's not a Daraisa, you're going in for no purpose. What's called a Bio Rekunis, an empty entrance. That's not empty, you're going in to be Mishtachaveh. So it's a Machlokas Ramam Ramban, whether that be an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Dirabanan. Either way, it's not a good idea. If you're not Mitzuveh to be Mishtachaveh, then you shouldn't be going in. In the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis, he points out on the top, he says, the Chinuch L'chora follow, he doesn't mention it, but he says, Ayin Rambam, Debedas HaRambam Ein Hechra. If you look at the Rambam, it's not clear. The Chinuch thinks it's clear what the Rambam holds about Hishtachavaya. It's not clear. I'll read you this Rambam. It's very not clear. It depends where you put the comma. The Rambam says, Zenuch is B.S. Mikdash. The Chinuch quotes it. It doesn't quote it verbatim, though. Listen to the Rambam. Beis Dalet and B.S. Mikdash. Hanichnas la-kodesh, chutz la-kodesh kadashim, shelo la-avoda. If somebody goes into the Heichal, shelo la-avoda, o lehishtachavaya, bein hedyot, bein gadol, lo kev, eino chai misa. If you go into the Kodesh Kodashim, you're going to get Misa. If you go into the Heichal, you're going to get Malkus. But what's his language? If you go in, Shalola Avoda, Ola Hishtachavaya. So how do you read that? Is the Shalom going on the second word also or not? If you go in not to serve and not to bow down, then you get Malkus. But if you go in to serve and to bow down, you get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. Or do you say no? If you go in not for Avoda, or even if you go in to bow down, is the Shalom also going on the Lehishtachavaya? That is very not clear. The Kesef Mishnah says, Halachi kamar, im nechna shalo lavoda, o lehishtachavos, de lehikanis lavoda, o lehishtachavos mutter. So the Kesef Mishnah thinks that the Rambam puts Hishtachavaya with avoda, against the Chinuch's understanding. But then he quotes the Smag says otherwise, I understand the Smag says otherwise, but I think this is what the Rambam means. So what the Rambam, Hishtachavaya, is not clear. So, whether it's a daraisa of the Rambam, maybe the Rambam agrees to the Ramban in this context. Okay, fine. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Ozvav, important discussion there. Ayin Zvachim Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, Chaim Pasak HaRambam. What happens if I'm doing avoda, but that the avoda is not usually done in the Heichal? Usually, for example, Kachi Kachim, or Kachi Kalim, take an easier example. Kachi Kalim, Shlamim can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. Am I allowed to shecht the Shlamim in the Heichal? The Gemara talks about, what if there's enemies that are attacking the Beis HaMikdash? And I can't shecht the Karban in the Azara. Am I allowed to go into the Heichal? Am I allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadashim to shecht? I'm doing an Avoda! It's not normally done there! What if I don't have a choice? Am I allowed to eat Kachim in the Kodesh Kadashim? We would think, what are you, crazy? What if you don't have a choice? Look at the Menchas Chinuch. The Gemara says, Im shachar kachem eichal ksheirim, delo yeitav chaber min ikar. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, of course you could shecht it in the Heichal. If you could shecht it in the Azara, which has less Kedusha, surely in the Heichal, which has even more Kedusha. Why would that be worse? It would be better. And says the Menchas Chinuch, I think that might only be if you don't have a choice. V'yef shalomar on line 4, the davka b'shas hatzchak, if the non-Jews are surrounding you, you don't have a choice, okay. Aval shelo b'shas hatzchak. If it's not a shas hatzchak, im nichnas lehechal v'shachat, you went in and shechted, uv'prat, shchita d'olav avodihi. We discussed this back in the beginning of Ayikra, remember? Shchita is itself not on the same level as the other avodas. A non-Kohen could even do shchita. O nichnas lehechal v'achal, or you go into the hechal to eat. Yimchaim should be a Reikonis. So says the Menachas Chinuch on the one hand, I think, L'chora, only B'Sha'as HaTzchak. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe if it's allowed B'Sha'as HaTzchak, then that reflects that it's not Usr. And therefore, it would never be Usr, even Shalom B'Sha'as HaTzchak. I'm not sure, says the Menachas Chinuch. O Dilma, Kiva, Da Torah, Hitira, B'Sha'as HaTzchak, L'Avi be Reikonis. So I'm not sure. And he says, beside a svara, I would at least say shchita shouldn't be done there. Why? Because that's lav avodei. Okay, which we had a daf pe'i in Shiran about shchita, two of them. If you want to feel free to look it up under the daf pe'i in section on this website on OU.org. Number two. Two more points. If you look in the Menachas Chinuch, in the next paragraph, he talks about, there are times that you're allowed to go into the Kodesh Kodashim or even the Heichal when it's not for avodei, and that is if something needs to be fixed. The Mishnayos discussed this in the end of Seder Kachim. Let's say there's something broken, and every so often they went in to check. And the Mishnayos describe how it's best, especially in the Kodesh Kodashim, to have, if you know exactly what you're going to fix, they will lower it in a box. And only, they were only allowed to look out, there was a window in the box, they knew exactly where they were lowering the person down to, they were only allowed to look out that window. They couldn't look at the kruvim, they couldn't look at anything else, they lowered them down. If not, if they didn't have the box, the Menachas Chinuch says, in the last lines of those paragraphs, so then you go in the regular way, and it's best to use kohanim. Last, second to last skinny line. O mitzvah b'kohanim, you need a kohen handyman. If you don't have a kohen handyman, you can use anybody you want. Even Yisrael, even a tamei, even a balmum. Why? Because you have to fix the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have to fix it, that's also not included in this Isser. That's not called a Bia Reikonis. One final point, again we could have hours of Shiram on this, is the end of the Chinuch. Turning over, does this Isser apply Bizman HaZeh? V'noheges Bizman HaZeh B'Kohanim, V'afilu Achshav Shalom Bizman HaBayis, even today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Shemus Harim Anu Shalom Yikonis LaMikdash. The Isser D'Oraisa of going on to, into the Beis HaMikdash today applies. Now we even have a separate Isser, we're all Tamei. So a Tamei is not allowed to go into the Mikdash. But let's say we were Tar. We still are not allowed to go on because the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is forever. V'darshu adar midich ziv hashimosi es mikdashechem v'chulu v'kivat shekain yesh li limnos iser zeh v'chal yisurim hanoagin hayom. Says the Chinuch, you should know this mitzvah, kuf pei dalet, goes in the category of mitzvahs that apply today. Because the mitzvah apply, you can't go into the Kodesh Kodashim today. You can't go into the place where the Heichal is today. So therefore, it applies, right? That's what the Minchas Chinuch points out in Os Tes. This is the day of the Rambam and Rov Rishonim. He says, but the Ravid wouldn't say this. The Ravid is a huge discussion, and I'll just read the language of the Ravid. Most understand the Ravid one way, but there are those that assume otherwise. Is there a Kedush of Har HaBayis Bizman HaZeh? There's a Me'iri in Shavuos. I think it's Daf Tezvav. I didn't bring it in. The Me'iri quotes, who lived in Provence. The Me'iri, I don't think, ever went to Eretz Yisrael. He quotes, I've heard people who walk on Har HaBayis Bizman HaZeh. That's what he writes. So first of all, he just says he's heard of people, he's not passing that way. Number two, some people say, oh, it's connected to the Ravid. What Ravid? The Ravid says, Beis HaBechira, Vav Tez Vav. The Ravid has a line where he says, if you go into Har HaBayis today, you don't get Karis. That's the line. So some say, oh, you see the Ravid says it's Mutter to go into Har HaBayis today, don't worry about any Isurim. So Rov Achronim say, what are you talking about? First of all, the Ravid doesn't say it's Mutter, he says there's no Karis. So, ein bo karis means, it's an aveira without karis. For some reason, there's no karis. Second of all, what's the point of the Ravid saying ein bo karis? What? The Bez is not judging you anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if you're chayef karis or not. So who cares about Bizman HaZeh, whether there's karis or not? So, most assume the Ravid is telling you alum this point, that there's a certain type of kedusha that is there, and there's a certain kedusha that's not there. The kedusha that's chayef karis is not there, but of course it's not mutter. What's called in the Achronim, Kedushas Mechitzos and Kedushas Makom. We don't have time to get into it now, but there's two different types of Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, but one of them is for sure there. So, Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim and the Poskim say it's Usser. It's fascinating that a lot of these articles that were written about this topic were written in 1967. Once we got back to Kotel and Har HaBayis, that's when Rav Zsolti, Rav Avadi Yosef, and all the great poskim of the time, Rav Sternbach, wrote articles about Kedushas Har HaBayis, about this Ravid and the Rambam and the Chinuch relating to Lamaisa, what was allowed at the time. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Rav Hashem, we will continue next time. We made a Haskala into Achremos, as we said. Well, we'll continue next time with one of the two mitzvahs asay in the parsha. Remember, we mentioned 2 out of 28, only 2 mitzvahs asay, and that is the mitzvah of avoda on Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here.